get the, get that, of course that lion just eat every bit of the meat stuff off of it.
Uh-huh.
And she can make the prettiest soap I ever saw. Oh my.
And they put
all that greasy meat stuff, and then add this lye. And then she made, I can tell you how she, now I couldn't make soap. She told me one time, she said, well, in fact, when I married, mine just didn't make soap.
Uh-huh.
And I called her, I lived about a mile or two east of her.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Mom, I got up this morning and thought sure my soap would be pretty. And she said, well, she told me how, and then she just stood right over me then after that. She says, well, you just quit, because she says that some people can't make soap and some can, and so I never could.
You were a can.
But now that's the way, but she can make it. I've seen her make 50-gallon barrel of lye soap at a time. And honey, you would just take your hand, it'd be just like jelly.
Really?
Just as clear and pretty as apple jelly.
I do.
And it'd eat your hands off as well as eating the berry. Oh, yeah. When we was girls, it will. In rubbing the clothes, you see, it'll just take the hide off nearly. And the one was such thing as a rubber glove then, we girls. Now, we just had to take it. But everybody done it, honey. We run by ourselves.
Well, yeah. Well, you said that when you, now in this house, you used to heat it. You had a wood stove, I think you said, didn't you?
In which?
In when the,
oh, yes.
In
uh-huh,
this house,
yes.
You had,
uh-huh,
well,
yeah.
Now, did you have to clean that out? Did that get...
The stove?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, honey. What? We had a flue right there, and my stove set right there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, yes, you have to take out the ashes just every few days.
Uh-huh. Well, that black stuff that would get in the flue, you call that the...
Oh, well, we never did have to clean that
out.
You
never cleaned that out?
Uh-huh.
What did you call that? It was that old black stuff that would get up in...
Soot.
Oh, yeah,
soot,
that would be...
Soot, S-O-O-T, I believe where it's
from.
We always called it soot.
That's, yeah, that's
soot.
What I was wondering
uh-huh.
about. But you didn't have to clean that out.
Oh, no.
That didn't matter.
Uh-uh.
It was just the ashes
uh-uh.
that...
No.
That you had to.
Now, once in a great fire, when you had a fireplace, now we never did have one to do it, but I've known of the neighbors that the chimneys would catch a fire. That
oh,
soot would catch a fire
oh.
and burn to scare the
oh.
daylights
oh.
out of them.
That's what I was wondering about. That's
yeah,
what I thought.
Yeah,
I wondered if you had to clean it
no,
out.
No, we never did clean it out, but one, and I never did know one of ours to burn out, but I have known neighbors that would.
Oh,
one or two
uh-huh.
neighbors with those.
Oh,
but it didn't set the seed in building this chimney. It didn't bother the, it wasn't, the rocks between the opening, you see, and the wall of the house, it didn't catch it afire. It just blazed out the top till it burned out and then
yeah,
it quit.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't have the
No, we never had that experience.
Oh, that's really good. So every room just about you'd have a bed in.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
So would you just refer to them all as bedrooms, just the different rooms when you would...
Well, I guess I don't remember
do
even
remember?
What I call my own. I don't remember just... Oh, really, I don't. I guess... Knowing anybody come, well, we just went in where there's a bed or two mm-hmm. beds. And just,
Well, of course, now, like nowadays, you call this room...
Or living room.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, when do you remember when people first started having separate...
Oh, yes, it was, it was quite a while after I moved.
Before they ever
yes.
even started having?
Uh-huh, just a living room.
Would they call that a living room when they first started having a separate room
uh-huh,
with
yes,
no bed?
Yeah, that would just be their living room.
And they'd call
mm-hmm.
that the
living,
living room.
Room.
Well, isn't that something? Yeah. What, like this house that you were, the house where you lived that she moved, you know, after your daddy died,
mm-hmm.
what would you have to sit in, for example, in that house?
You know, where the bench was.
You just?
Yes, we just sit. Just now this house, honest to goodness, the wall was here, as I said,
uh-huh.
just a little hall. And then them two beds stuck out, we just had a little place up there to sit.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. Now we didn't, when we first moved here, I put a bed in this room.
Uh-huh.
But then, as I said, we got the piano.
Uh-huh.
And then all of our, and then that was just our little game room, you might call it. I took the bed out and put in this little bed.
Uh-huh.